All right, can we give it up for your incredible, amazing, fantabulous pastor and sister Carpenter? We love you all so much, but I know that this church and this community loves you. Thank you so much for allowing us to come. I also want to give honor to, if I say he's my favorite PI teacher, nobody tell my pastor, but Brother Nichols, Bishop Nichols, and Sister Nichols, what an influence that you all have had in so many lives, and mine certainly, certainly among that. And I'm so grateful to be here. I give honor to my incredible husband. Y'all, I am sometimes just downright crazy. If you know me, you know that that is true. But I can just be who I am, and I am on a journey to be who God created me to be, and all of us are on that journey together, and so I probably have a little more crazy in me than most of you, but children love that crazy. My friends all love a little crazy, because if not, they're not going to be my friend very long. They're like, girlfriend, you are wild. We're checking out. So I'm thankful for who God called me to be. And I am on this journey to become the best version of me that I can be. And so I just know how to be me. That's the only person I know how to be. And it doesn't pay to try to be anybody else, because they're supposed to be them. And if I'm not me, then who's going to be? So my role in this world is to be who God made me to be. And so today, I wasn't sure. I've been like, okay, I know what I'm talking to y'all about today. The Lord spoke to me very, very clearly. Actually, it was early last Sunday morning. I know what that is, but I didn't know about how much of the kids stuff to bring in. And I thought, well, that's who I am. And so we are all God's children. He is the Ancient of Days. So to him, we are all just little, barely even registering on that blip of time that he created for us so that we could show up places and not be late. But there's more to time than that. But, he is so much bigger, and we are his children. And so if you wouldn't mind today, jump into this as though you were just the best version of your child self that you can remember. I realize for some of us that has been a little longer than it has been for others, but whatever age range you fall in, that's going to be okay. So first of all, I'm going to start off with, I like group participation. And my number one rule, what is it? Have fun. Does anybody remember my number two rule? Participate. So participate is just do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to be doing it. That's very handy in a Sunday school classroom, am I right? Just if you're supposed to be standing up, stand up. If you're supposed to be keeping your hands and feet to yourself, keep your hands and feet to yourself. So participate helps me to cover anything that I might need to address with any of the kids in any of the classes. So I am about having fun, and everybody loves to have fun. And I am about participation. So this is a group participation pop quiz. Yeah. So everybody, just yell out the answers. Okay, yell out the answers. If you're wrong, somebody might laugh at you. But I'm not going to laugh at you. I probably won't even hear you. So it's totally fine. Okay, all right. First question. How many gods are there?
One.
How many gods are there?
One.
You need to know that you know that you know that there is only one God. What is his name?
Jesus.
His name is Jesus. All right, what is this?
Bible.
This is the Bible. What is the Bible? It is the Word of God. I cannot tell you how valuable this is, but it doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank, how much land that you own, how many sports cars and antiques, none of that all piled together. You could own your own island, have your own jet plane. That is nothing compared to the value of this word. This is the Word of God. It is a living, breathing Word, and it reveals to us who Jesus is. And it also reveals to us who Jesus says that we are. and you cannot place a value on this. You need to know this word. You need to love this word. You need to be in this word. And if I say anything today that you don't understand, don't take it for, well, that's just what Pam said. Dig it out. You make sure that everything that I am telling you is in this word, because you are on that journey to know Jesus for yourself. So how many books are in the Bible? 66. Okay, I promise you these questions are not going to be hard, okay? There are what we say two main parts to the Bible. Somebody yell out, what are those kind of two main parts? The Old Testament and the New Testament. See, you guys have this. All right, now, I want to do an action song, okay? And I'm going to have you all stand in just a minute and have you go with this. But listen, this is what I need to tell you. You have room in your life for action songs. Because when you're, I have songs, I have signs in my kitchen. One says, we dance in this kitchen. And the other one says something like, cook, sing, dance, because I'm okay with cooking. I wouldn't necessarily say it's something I really love to do. I certainly do not love doing dishes. And not my thing. But I love to sing and I love to dance. And so when I'm in that kitchen doing whatever I'm doing, I can do it as unto the Lord. And I can sing and I can dance. And if you are a new child of God, if you've been on this journey for a long time, there is a worship that comes through movement and raising our hand. There's a reason that we raise our hands. There's a reason that when Sister Abby was doing that chorus, I was like, come on, somebody. Like, it gets in your feet. It gets through. And so action songs, really, I may have put in a little group chat the other day. We were talking about exercise we were doing, and I said, the last 2 days, my workout has been doing action songs for children's ministry. Because listen, I'm telling you, my heart rate gets up. Like, I am like, okay, all right, hold on. I got to take a break before I go over to that next one. So you do not have to go all in on this, but I am going to ask if everybody in the building would get up. I am going to do the motions with everything that I have in me. If you're not able to stand, that's okay. Do whatever you can do from where you are and do whatever motions you're comfortable with. But I encourage you to get some worship music going in your house. And just make a little worship as unto the Lord, because when we praise him, he cannot help himself but to inhabit that praise. And let's worship him today with our hearts and see what God's going to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Can we just take a minute right here and praise him? He has shown up in this place today to do something for us and through us and with us. God, we thank you for being here today. Thank you for rescuing me out of the mess that I've been in. Some of the messes that I've made myself. Oh God, but you have rescued me out of everything. And I am so grateful, God, for your presence, for your power. While we're standing up, let's just go over what we call the four steps of worship. Everybody in the building, if you would, close your eyes. Just raise your head. Now raise your hands and just talk to Jesus for a minute. Oh God, I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. Thank you, God, for saving me. Thank you, God, for healing me. Thank you, God, for a sound mind, for the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the body of Christ that you are letting me be a part of. Oh, Jesus, today I ask you, God, to help us to hear your voice, to feel your presence, God, to know how much you love us, how much you are for us, that there is nothing that you cannot do, God. You have never lost a battle. There is nothing you cannot do. God, whatever we have need of today, Jesus, we know that you are able. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Jesus, in your mighty name we say, amen. Amen. All right, you can be seated. Those action songs, I'm just saying, I'm not even going to look and see what my heart rate was doing right there. It's all good. Everything's fine. I'm working on my cardiovascular health. That's it, right? Okay, so muscle knows no age. Did you know that? Muscle knows no age. If you don't work it, it doesn't matter whether you're young or old, it's not going to work. But if you work it, where is Sister? She works her muscles. Muscle knows no age. Be active. We have Holy Ghost muscles. They also need to be worked, or they will atrophy and will not function. But it knows no age, and we can. Whatever level of strength you are at today, in just in your physical body, in 2 weeks, you can make remarkable changes to your health. I've been on a health journey. I've had a few. I have had some miracles. Yes, and I'm not planning to talk about that today, but I will tell you, since I was here last year, the Lord has done some incredible miracles in my life, and I am so grateful. Brother Ralph, you talked about it today, about, you know, as we get to the end of time, or as we get to the end of our time on this earth, and that death is not something to be afraid of. It is not, because I have a hope. And because Jesus is my hope, I don't have to worry about what tomorrow is going to bring. But I am going to tell you that there is coming a party. Now, I just need to tell you, there's nothing in any of these gift bags, just tissue paper. Just tissue paper. So, and I need to give a shout out, because this beautiful table covering is one that my husband and I brought back with us from Guatemala. And I know there's some Guatemala connections around here. I hear Sister Lynn was just here. And it makes a beautiful table covering for this party I'm talking about today. But listen, this is my low scale Hobby Lobby gift bag representation of a party. The party I am talking about is going to be the most exciting, over-the-top blowout that has ever happened in the history of the universe. That's what I am talking about today. And I want to be ready for that party. All right. So in Luke 12, it says, be ready because Jesus is coming, but we don't know when. We know the season. We talked about that today. We know the time. We know that it's getting ready to happen. But we don't know when, so we've got to be ready. So this biggest and bestest party that you could ever imagine, everybody wants to go to this party. And here is the great exciting news. Everybody is invited. Everybody in this world has been invited. And Jesus already paid the admission for you to come to this party. So Jesus paid it all, and all he says is, there's a couple of things you got to do to get yourself ready. He's already provided the tools for us to get ready. He's such an amazing God. He has made the way, and he is ready. There's never been a party like this one, and it's only going to happen one time. It's a one and done. You cannot miss when this party goes off. And listen, he's been working on getting this party ready for a long time. I cannot even imagine how incredible it's going to be. But did I mention how long it was going to last? Just like forever. A party that lasts forever, I'm in. Like, come on, somebody. Yeah. So what do we have to do to get ready for this party? Well, one, we've got to believe. In Hebrews, it tells us, believe in God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That is the King James Version, because that's the version that I memorized when I was a kid. But I didn't have them put the scriptures up, because most of the scriptures that I quote, if I don't have them memorized, like way down deep from when I was a kid, because listen, those are all still in there. Whatever you learned as a kid, it's still in there somewhere. And so typically I tend to quote the PAM version. And but again, that's why I'm telling you, right? You dig it out for yourself. You know that you know that you know there is only one God. His name is Jesus. He loves you. He thinks you're incredible. All right, so we've got to believe in God. That's an easy step. But if we could right now just close our eyes and take a moment and focus on Him. Lord Jesus, I believe that You are God. And that You have invited me to this party to live with You for always and forever. Help me, Jesus. Help us, Jesus, to believe everything that Your word says I should believe and we should believe in Jesus' name. That's number one. You got to believe that Jesus is who He says He is. Number two, we've got to repent. Now, there's lots of scriptures about repent. We talk about repentance, and to kids that can seem, well, that's not really a word that we use much anymore unless you're apostolic, right? Unless you're digging in the word. But really, it just means you went the wrong direction, and now you need to go into the right direction. So if I turn down a street like maybe I did the other day in Zanesville, where I have lived for over 30 years, but there was a road closed and I just turned down the next street not realizing it was a dead-end street. So I got to the end and I had to turn around and go in the right direction to get where I wanted to go. So if I realize I'm going in a direction that's not going to get me where I want to go to the party, I have to repent. I turn around and go in the right direction. So we're repenting of anything in our life that doesn't make this incredible, awesome God that we serve, if it doesn't make Him smile. I don't want to do anything or have anything in my life that doesn't make Jesus happy, because I love Him so much and I want to know that my life is pleasing to Him. Now listen, sometimes I forget about the party. Sometimes I forget about how much I love Jesus. Sometimes I have a bad attitude. Sometimes something comes in my head, and before I even think to check it in my mouth, it just comes right on out, and I realize, well, that didn't sound very nice. I probably could have thought about that a little more before I said it. Sometimes I have a bad attitude. Sometimes I don't do what I should do, or I do things I shouldn't do. Listen, no matter how old I get, at 53, I realize that's just going to be part of who Pam is in this world. And so I repent every day. I am asking God to check me, Lord, before I wreck me, Lord, because come on, somebody, this is a real struggle with my life sometimes. I think we're all that way sometimes. So the awesome thing about repentance, and again, check this in the Word, the Bible says all we have to do is sincerely say, God, I'm sorry, I want to go in the right direction. And He says, done. Forgot about it. Wiped it away. It's finished. There is no more going back to it. You don't have to think about it anymore. You don't have to deal with it anymore. God forgives it. And so, you see where I'm going with this? Let's just close our eyes and take a minute. And if everybody can just, let's just check ourselves. Jesus, is there anything in me that doesn't please You? Jesus, is there anything that I've said or done? Oh God, please forgive me. Help me, Lord, to live a life that makes You smile. Help me to know what I should pick up and what I should put down, what I should say, where I should go. God, help me, Jesus, and forgive me of anything in my life that doesn't please You. And again, we pray in Jesus' name. So, we believe that He's God. We've repented. Now, you got to get baptized. Whose name do we get baptized in? Jesus. We get baptized in Jesus' name, and that means you get submerged. You have to go all the way under the water in the name of Jesus, come back up. That's the way the apostles did it. The word baptism literally means to submerge. So if you're here and you've been baptized and you know you were submerged in the name of Jesus, raise your hand. Hey. Yeah. Great. All right. So if you're here and you're like, I remember getting baptized. I don't remember whose name I said. Or I remember getting baptized a different way. Listen, that's okay. We've got scripture in Acts that they were rebaptized to make sure they had done it the right way. So we can baptize you today in the name of Jesus. We can rebaptize you today in the name of Jesus. We can make sure that you check that box to get ready for this party. Baptism is very, very important. All right? Now, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, there's only 5 steps, and I'm on number 4 right now, all right? So, number 4, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Listen, you want to know something that is so cool about our God? Like, there's a lot that's cool about him, right? But he's throwing the party. He paid our admission, and he's giving us gifts before we ever get there. Like, hello, who doesn't want in on this? I'm just saying, right? So the gift of the Holy Ghost, what is that? All you have to do is say, I want that. So I've repented. I've cleaned out my heart. I am ready, Jesus, for this gift. I've been baptized in the name of Jesus. I have seen many, many times as if someone has not received the gift of the Holy Ghost before they get baptized, as they come up out of the water, that the first words out of their mouth are not their English words or whatever their language is, but it is the gift of the Holy Ghost that is just overflowing out of them. The gift of the Holy Ghost is evidenced by speaking in a tongue that you haven't learned. Now, to us, we're not going to understand what you're saying, but Jesus knows exactly what you're saying. And the people around you will be able to know, oh, they just received the Holy Ghost. What an incredible gift that he gives to us, that he allows us. You'll hear the words that you're saying, right? You have to yield your body to let those words come out. And you'll hear it, and he has given you the gift because now you know that you know that you know I am ready for the party. All right, so the last step, are you ready? The last step. Like, these are pretty simple, right? Everybody with me so far? With me? Again, if I have said something you do not understand, search it out. If you want a list of scriptures that will back up the stuff that I am teaching, obviously you can get them from your pastor, but you can also ask me. I'll get your email. I'd be happy to send you a list of these scriptures so you can look them up for yourself and see that what I am telling you is truth. So the last step, do your best to live a life that pleases God. So we're going to stay in the Bible every day because we're always learning about who he is and what he says about different things. If I don't know if this is something I should do or I shouldn't do, I can take it to him in prayer. I can read it in his word. Now listen, this is a little tip from somebody who's been walking on this road for a while. God is never going to tell you to do something in prayer that goes against his word. The Bible tells it, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. He made this. He's a perfect God, and this is a perfect book. But we do have to study to show ourselves approved so that we know that we are doing the things that please God. So it's going to be in this book. Don't do anything that this book says not to do, because that's not going to help you be ready for this party. Okay? Does anybody want to go to this party? If you want to go to this party, raise your hand. Like, yeah, it's okay to be like, yeah, I'm in. I want to go to this party. So, all right, you're building this relationship with him. You also need to read the word of God. You need to pray. You need to come to church, because you can't get to heaven without a pastor in your life. That's what the word says. You've got to have a covering over you to help you along the way. All right? Now, wherever you are in this process, if today is your very first day that you have ever heard this before, and you're all the way back at, I'm just trying to figure out who God is and I want to believe in him, or if you've been living in this way longer than I've been alive, all right, wherever you are, there is more for you. And that's what these gifts are up here for, because God has brought a daily load of gifts. This is in Psalms, okay? Daily loads of benefits. What do you need from God? You're struggling with something and you need peace? God's got more peace for you. You're dealing with some addiction and you need to be set free and recovered? God's got you covered. Whatever you need from God, He has it in this daily load. Psalms, that's 68:19, by the way, because some of you might want to write that down. Listen, read it. God said, I've got a daily load of benefits. And he already knew what we were going to need before we ever got to this day to load us up with those benefits. Now, every time we come to the house of God, every time we spend time in his word, every time we are talking to him, God has gifts for us. Yes, the peace, the love, the joy. Come on. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. If you were here yesterday, you'd know right where I'm at. Gentleness and self-control. I'm still really working on that self-control. I think there's a reason it's at the end. That's all I'm saying, Sister Abby. I think there's a reason that it is at the end. The other ones, some of those came to me pretty easy, but that self-control, woo, yeah, okay, I'm getting there, Jesus, all right? But you know what else he has? He has confidence. He has holiness, boldness. When you feel like you should speak to someone and invite them to your church or tell them about Jesus, and you're like, man, I just don't know. If I, he has holy boldness for you. The gifts of the Spirit are for us today, for us to operate. Listen, the gifts of the Spirit are some incredible things. They are given to us today to help us, all right? And all he asks from you is that you believe in him, you follow his word, you worship him, all right? There is so much more that God has for us beyond what we can imagine. Exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to that power that works in us. God is with us. I'm going to ask everybody to go ahead and stand right now. Now, as we get ready for this time, I'm going to ask if you are willing and physically able, if we would all just gather at the front. And I just do that because it's just a way for us to show God, hey, we're all in for this. Or I'm trying to be all in. It's okay. There is scripture that says, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Because I've been there before too. I've been like, I know what his word says and I want to believe it, but I'm not sure that he meant that for me. And so sometimes it takes me a while to get to that place where, okay, yep, nope, I know. That's what you called me to do. That's what you said for me. That's what you've got for me. I've got that. So where we are right now, wherever you are in this. Now listen, if you need the Holy Ghost today, like, is it JJ? JJ just got the Holy Ghost. That's super exciting, right? The Holy Ghost is a gift. All you have to do is ask for it. All right, but whatever it is you need from God, and if you don't need anything, listen, this is what I'm going to tell you. Worship him as we start this time of worship and just say, God, whatever you have for me today, that's what I want, because that's really what I'm in it for, right? Because sometimes God has better things planned for me than I would have even thought to ask for. As we move to this time, we've already repented. We've already told God we believe who he is. We want to present our hearts. So as we get ready for those four steps of worship, and I am going to ask every adult, every child to raise their hands if you're physically able to do that, because that is us showing God that we are willing and ready. Hands lifted, eyes closed, heads raised. Come on, you don't have to turn your face down. That Creator God who made you thinks you are so awesome, so incredible. Jesus, whatever you have for us today, God, we want everything that you have for us.